Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
We'll come back now for a minute to the news on housing today, with the government creating a new option for extensions to planning permission for housing developments for 3 years in some circumstances. And also the ESRI, of course, forecasting that the government will again miss its housing targets this year and next year. They're projecting 34,000 houses would be built this year. We spoke to the Minister of State in the Department of Housing, John Cummins from Fine Gael, earlier in the programme. I'm joined now by Eoin O'Brien, who's Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson. We'll talk to developer Michael O'Flynn in just a second as well. Eoin, you're very welcome.
Thanks for having me.
What do you make of the idea to pause planning commensurate with the time it would take for a judicial review? I think you've supported this idea, so you're on the same page as the government here.
Well, unfortunately, what today's announcement shows is the lack of urgency from government on this. The issue of the pause of the period for planning when a judicial review is initiated was dealt with last year. In fact, it was part of the Planning and Development Act that was agreed in October. And here we are 7 months on and it still hasn't been enacted. What the government actually announced today is they want to bring additional legislation. Now, given the fact that we spent 2 years doing a planning bill that was meant to do away with the need for further reforms, but they want to now bring further legislation to apply that retrospectively. I have no issue with that. But how long is that going to take? When are these very simple and non-controversial changes to our planning system that we all support in the past
So you're saying it could be done sooner, but you're agreeing with the thrust of it. Do you think it'll bring more houses on stream?
Well, the purpose of this particular measure isn't to bring more houses on stream. It's simply an issue of fairness, which is if somebody gets a grant of planning permission for 5 years, if they're then judicially reviewed, the planning permission term should be paused. The second proposal they made today, and again, I've no issue with it in principle, is obviously if somebody hasn't been able to build out their development and they're coming near the end of their planning permission, they're going to be able to apply for an extension for 3 years. There are some terms and conditions. Mm-hmm. We've had two of these before. They didn't increase supply. I'm not against them in principle, although I want to see the detail. But it's just indicative of a government that has no urgency. It's all small piecemeal changes, things that should have been done a year or more ago.
The minister, of course, rejected that, of course. He points to the housing framework. He points to the increase in the housing supply over the last number of years and this change as well. So he would reject that and did out of hand, as they put it to him.
I'm sure he would, but I've just come from a three-hour committee meeting and both the Central Bank and the ESRI are saying not only will the government miss their macro housing targets, public and private, this year, but next year and the year after, unless there's a completely different policy approach, something we've been arguing for, the Housing Commission, of which Michael O'Flynn and others were on. So every so often, we get a small little announcement by government, sometimes objectionable, sometimes, as today, not objectionable. What we're not getting is a sense of urgency.
Okay.
And that the Minister's housing plan, when it's revised and published, we assume, in the summer, is going to contain the kinds of radical reset policies ourselves, the Commission, and even today, the ESRI and the Central Bank have been calling for. Things, by the way, that aren't new ideas. We've all been calling for them for years.
Okay, you say you're calling them for some time.
On deaf ears.
Stay with me, Eoin O'Brien, for a second. You mentioned the Housing Commission, a member of which, as you say, was Michael O'Flynn, who's a developer, chairman and CEO of the O'Flynn Group. You're very welcome, Michael, to the programme as well.
Thanks, Colin.
Eoin O'Brien says this is a small announcement today, the extension of planning permissions. Do you think it is? And do you think it could deliver more housing?
I think it's a very positive announcement. I think it's unfortunate that we didn't have a stop-the-clock formula in the planning situation. Eoin rightly referred to it in the Planning and Development Act, that situation has now been addressed when that Act will be enacted. But this is positive. But it's just one small step in a lot of steps that are needed to boost and increase housing supply. Of course, I welcome it. I wish it happened sooner. I've just had planning expire that has spent nearly 5 years in the planning system and didn't actually anticipate this retrospective situation happening.
You've gone back to square one with those then, are you, Michael?
I am going back to square one, unfortunately. So I think Yeah, I'm not. Nobody objects to people having the right to object, even though I think in this country we're an outlier in Europe. We're gone way beyond any other country. Of course, people have a right, but there are, people are using the JR system in a way that was never, ever, ever intended. And it's impacting on supply. That's impacting on people owning their own homes.
And the minister say did accept when I put it to him that this will only work if it's done alongside the more fundamental challenges. Like the lack of serviced land and viability and the lack of labour, for example. What else needs to be addressed in your view, Michael?
Use the word emergency there, I think. We have to treat this situation as an absolute emergency. Well, no one item is going to fix this. And you alluded to some of them there. But we need immediately to accept that the housing numbers that the ESRI have come out with are no way sufficient for what's needed and what the Housing Commission that I was a member of and other groupings have already come out. We are looking at a situation where the deficit, when our report came out over a year ago, was close to 300,000. And now we're looking at a deficit per annum on top of that of 25, 30,000. We need more zoning immediately. We need more planning. We need to deal with an emergency approach to planning and zoning.
What more can they do? Because in fairness to the Department of Housing, and the Minister alluded to it earlier, they've written to the local authorities and they're saying, find us more land for housing. That's what they're saying.
I know, and I'm happy to answer your question. Yes, but I would submit that we need a lot stronger, and I've seen those letters issued to local authorities, we need a lot more of an emergency approach. Otherwise, we are not going to catch up.
Like what? And the reality, what do you mean?
What I mean is we need zoning. We need it immediately to catch up. We need to face up to the fact that a lot of land in this country is in brownfield locations that is not viable, even with some of the state subsidies that are there. So we either face up to the fact and zone more land. If we don't do that, we're going to have a situation where housing and apartments are going to become more and more expensive. And I'm saying we need to direct local authorities under whatever mechanism, and if it needs legislation, we'll bring in legislation so that companies can actually immediately move forward with plannings, because
what am I missing here? Because in a way, that's what they're asking. I'll come back to Owen in just a second, but just tease this out, Michael. They've asked the local authorities around the country to deliver more land or find more land for housing before the end of the year. How do you expedite that process?
I would contend that those local authorities should be directed, and I think there's a willingness by the local authorities, because I would have spoken to a number of them and wearing different caps over the last while, to actually take on the direction to do immediately, bring forward zonings, bring forward land that's capable. You know, in the UK, they have a call for land that can be developed quickly. Why don't we have something similar here? Because if you go into the system of local area plans and development plans, I can tell you, Cormac, we'd be here in 12 months' time.
I know.
And we still won't have activated any of those lands into a planning situation that can be built upon.
Well, stay with me, because if that local authority, Owen O'Brien, brings forward immediately, in Michael O'Flynn's words, lands that could be developed, let's say a 12-storey apartment block near my house, well, by God, I'm going to object, am I not? I mean, many people do. And they'll say, hang on, that could completely overview my house and infringe the landscape and the view and so on. I mean, that's the norm.
But that's planning now,
yeah,
not zoning.
But you'd still have to go through that process, wouldn't you? So there's no immediate fix here, is my question.
For planning. Okay. No, for planning. I'm not saying you bypass planning. I'm saying you expedite zoning. You expedite land that's serviced or serviceable immediately, and face up to the fact that we've an awful lot of land in this country in brownfield locations that's not viable, so it will never happen.
And I accept that. But my question to Owen O'Brien is, and I know you're talking about zoning.
I jumped in there.
No, you're okay. But it seems to me we're talking about zoning here. There's still a planning process, is my point, beyond that. I mean, you're talking a long, long way down the road here still, aren't you, Owen?
Well, first of all, local authorities can only zone the volume of land that they're instructed to by central government. And one of the reasons why some local authorities don't have enough zoned land is because they weren't allowed zone enough. In fact, you had under the last government, the last minister, actually forcing councils to de-zone land in cases where they shouldn't have. The minister has written a letter, but what he didn't say today is the local authorities are waiting for a second piece of information from the Department of Housing, which is their new housing targets. And until they get those, they can't start the rezoning process. So again, this speaks to the lack of urgency. And with respect to planning permission, because this is important, first of all, only 7% of planning applications are appealed to the board. And if you look at the large-scale residential development process that was introduced under great pressure from the opposition by the last government, that has significantly improved new planning applications for developments over 100 units. The difficulty is it doesn't apply to developments under 100 units, and therefore we need to extend that benefit to those. And crucially, our planning system, both our local authorities, the board, and also the Planning and Environmental Division of the High Court, are chronically understaffed. And if we want good quality planning decisions in a timely manner so that public and private sector developers and wider communities have certainty and know how long this is going to take, government has to invest the staff, and they have yet to do that. So it's all very well John Cummins coming on this radio and telling you what they're doing. There is a growing gap between what government is saying they're doing and what, whether it's Michael O'Flynn or local authorities or people like me, are saying what is actually happening on the ground.
And
no urgency, no recognition of the scale of the problem and the types of fundamental structural changes. And Michael and I agree on some, but we also disagree on others. But the kinds of things we all agree on, that were in the Housing Commission report, that are in Sinn Féin's alternative plan, that we were told about in committee today, that fundamental structural reform and introducing a scale of ambition and urgency in the delivery of social, affordable and private purchase homes is not evident.
Well, and what, until what we see it... disagree with the, what Michael the, said?
Oh, no, I have to say, in terms of his comments there, I agree with. And what I would say is zoning has to go through its process. But the local authorities can't even start until they get their new housing need demands targets from central government. And my understanding is, unless they got them today, they hadn't got them as of yesterday.
Well, look, at
so
here's
it's
my
about
fear.
Urgency,
here's
not
my fear,
rhetoric,
though.
Is what's required.
Here's my fear, Owen, and I'm putting myself in the shoes of anyone, really. Everyone's affected by the housing crisis, but particularly young families who might be living in the box room, as the cliche goes, and they're looking that to meet the 300,000 over 5 year or 6 year target, 50,000 per annum is the average required. If 34,000 homes are being built this year, then obviously you'll have to meet 60,000 or so next year. I mean, I don't see where that's going to be achieved or how it's going to be achieved. Do you?
I do. And first of all, just to emphasise a point that Michael made, that figure of 50,000 is too low. The Housing Commission rightly estimated back last year it should be at least 60,000, if not higher, and it should be front-loaded. Thankfully, we have a Housing Commission report. This was a report developed not by a bunch of people in the abstract, but people who are involved in the delivery of public and private sector homes every day. And they didn't just tell us what we needed in terms of the number of homes, not just the total number, but also the total number of social affordables. They also told us how to make the change, how to have that step to go from 30 to 40 to 60,000 plus. The blueprint is there. Many of us who've been following these issues and advocating and introducing policy for years have made similar proposals. The difficulty is we have a government that's wedded to a housing plan that's failing. One of the most powerful moments in today's committee was my colleague Thomas Gould from Cork asked the ESRI and the Central Bank, on the basis of the current housing policy, can this government meet its targets of 50,000 new homes a year? And the answer from the Central Bank was no. The Central Bank is telling you your policy isn't working, you need to start listening to those people advocating radical resets. That's the kind of change that's required.
I'm running out of time. Michael O'Flynn, your Housing Commission asked for a radical reset of housing policy. Is it being delivered, do you think?
No, it hasn't happened yet. There was a pause after we put our commission, I can't use the word launched because it was never launched, unfortunately. So there's been a very slow take up because at the time the Housing Commission report got into the system, it was suggested by the then minister that most of the recommendations are already happening. Of course, they weren't. At least now, the Housing Commission report seems to be back on the table. But we've lost a year. We are where we are. And I'm saying we need emergency thinking on zoning if we're going to then follow. And I'm not suggesting we bypass the planning system. Yeah. But as Owen says, and we don't always agree, Owen and I, but we agree here, we need a lot more than 30,000-40,000
okay.
units.
Okay.
And I'm struggling to see how we'll even get to the figures that are being suggested from what I know on the ground at this moment in time.
And I know the former minister would take issue with you on that, but that's for another day. Michael O'Flynn, developer and chairman and CEO of the O'Flynn Group, thank you very much indeed. Owen O'Brien of Sinn Féin, thank you as well.